Good,
huh?
I don't hear
the
bubble
of
Kislevingen.
Yeah.
Bubble of Kislevingen?
Yeah.
Yeah,
how much do you need that?
Bubble of
Kislevingen?
No,
bubble. Now I know. Like I know the Lubavitch one
like
also.
Express. You heard?
There's a Lubavitch one.
Oh, heard
bubble?
Yeah, I heard it.
Why you?
Yeah, let's try another Torah. Wow. Siyafdishmaya.
Wow.
Share two more if we have time. One more for now.
Not the ones that one was about to be dancing.
10 minutes since I've gone let loose like that.
Yeah.
It's good, no? It's people don't realize it. Mamash. So that's why we say, Ketzad Nirachtin Lifnei HaKala. Yeah? It says that, you ever realize that before Kala, we sing that niggin. It's a Gemara. It speaks about Ketzad Nirachtin Lifnei HaKala. How do we dance before a Kala? Before a Kala. I want to say that Ketzad Nirachtin is that within the Indian of dancing, it's called Rikudin. Nirachtin. Is that the word marakdin could be broken up into two words, marak din. Marak means to erase, I mean mevatel. Marak din. When a person dances, it's mamash mevatel dinim. Sifsechein speaks about that also. You should know. Sifsechein speaks about that by Purim time. So by Purim time, it's very important to clap by Purim. Rav Nachman speaks about the need of clapping. Is there any Mordechai? Mordechai is also as Ram Yadcha. Lift up your hands, which means clapping. It says Esther is the Lashon of Hastara. The Indian of Hastara is that a woman's legs are supposed to be covered. Her legs are covered. So it's Indian. He says that Dafk you see by Mordechai and Esther, it's Indian of dancing and clapping. So that's why it's so important by Purim you have to dance. Why? Because when a person dances, normally we stand on the ground all the time. A person dances, what do you guys just do when you're dancing? You lift it off the ground. It means that you're not, there's no artius, you're out of your gashmis. It's important that a person has to know that is part of Avodas Hashem. Part of Avodas Hashem is singing and dancing. That's a reality. But it's just that no one speaks about it, and we're so rachuk from it. We think, I don't need it, I don't have time. You don't realize that it's mamish mechazik, a person.
Yeah.
Just as you have a person, let's say you have a person, yeah? You don't realize, you feel chias right now.
Yeah.
You feel like loose, no?
Yeah.
Feel like there's like...
alive again.
Feel alive.
Forget.
You don't really, forget it. The Yavan has gotten into us. Saying it's so dark and so gloomy. The only Yavan is that you can learn Torah, but there's no simcha of Torah. You have a person at a chasna. How does a person not dance at a chasna? A person not dance at a chasna. You know what I mean? We don't know. But these mamash, it's mechaya person. It's important. It's important. See, look, you don't realize how gishmak is when chever comes together. It's not even vata, so many things. The whole inyan about the Baal Shem Tov is to work on this inyan. That in the physical world, that everyone thinks that, no, Habs Yisrael is just like, I judge you favorably and I like you and that this and that. That's it, right? It's not the derech. Derech in primius and in chassidus is the what? It's that there's a real hava. That we could sit together and we could mamash feel mechaya from each other. Right now, everyone here feels achias right now. You feel like there's something cooking. It's because chevra's sitting in here and no one else is judging anyone. No one's saying, you're from here, you're from there. We're just sitting, we're trying to grow with each other. And that itself is mashpia, unbelievable brachas on a person. Mamash, unbelievable brachas. Singing and dancing, sharing Torah. This is mamash the taste of Olam Haba. But it really, if you think about that, it really is. The whole Torah by Rav Nachman on the Kutta Maran, Torah Beis and the Kutta Maran Tanyana, is Shashui Olam Haba. He speaks left and right. The whole thing is Shashua Olam Haba. Which means that Chanukah has a taste. If you learn the Primus, the Sfarim on Chanukah, everything about Chanukah is Mamash not Shaykh to this world. Shaykh to Mamash Mashiach. Speaking about the arena. So it goes like this. Siyat to the Shemaya. So. It goes like this. That's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch. So it's like this. Where am I? Okay. So, Vavacha goes like the following. When it comes to lighting your Neros Chanukah, it's in Shulchan Aruch, Simin Tafrish Ayin Aleph. It says, Tzarech la'aniach es ha'neros v'pesach ha'samach l'rishus ha'ravim mi'bechutz. We shouldn't pursue menisa. So again, we just quoted that halacha in what we said before. But you see, the halacha is that you light it dafka in the Pesach Habayis, samuch l'rishus ha'ravim, next to l'rishus ha'ravim, outside. We shouldn't pursue menisa. And now, if your house is open to l'rishus ha'ravim, you have to leave it there. If you have two psachim that are open to l'rishus ha'ravim, you have to leave it there. Hasako, it's kol pischa hurak l'bayis. Manichu b'chalon, sheba'aliyah samuch l'rishus ha'ravim. And you're leaving it by the chalon also. And then he gets here. In time sakana. But you see, something about lighting Neros Chanukah has to do with Dafka being near and lighting up, being in, perhaps, the Rishus HaRab. So now, what's this Inyan that it's telling us? Obviously, we know about everything about Chanukah is Panemius to it. What's this Inyan that is telling us that you have to light it? Pesach HaBay Samach Rishus HaRab. This is what the Basayan says on this Inyan. First of all, the Sefer is Mamish Helig. It's Mamish. Everyone should have the Sefer. It's awesome. So in the Basayin says, Reish Tzadikha, page Reish Tzadikhas, Sefer Basayin. This Torah is on Reish Tzadikha, Kuf Tzadikha, sorry. Kuf Tzadikhas. Kuf Chafchas. Okay. Listen to what he says. Speaking about a whole drush on the union of Yosef Atzadik. Listen to what he says here. Zesh Amr Chazal, Ner Chanukah, Manichu al Pesach Beisam Vyachutz. Right, it says by Ner Chanukah, you leave it on the Pesach of your bais on the outside, neither is just a rabbin. Ubishasa Sakana, at the time of Sakana, Manichu al Shulchan Avedayo. It says by the time of Sakana, you can just leave it on your Shulchan. Again, there's a lot to say. He has a lot of Torahs in the city, you leave it on the Shulchan Avedayo. It says light on your Shulchan because Sakana played it outside. Back in the day, if Goyim were to see a menorah, they'd know it's a Jew, they'd come in and kill them. That's crazy. So what does this mean? Sheyadua, that we know, Shener Chanukah hu bishvil hamshich al atzma b'chinas ner. So a person who's familiar with the Kavanos of Ner Chanukah is that you're mechavim three Shemas Havaya. It's called Havaya Eke, Havaya Elokim, the three brachos of Chanukah on the first night. The second night it's two, so you're mechavim the two Shemas in the second bracha. But it goes like this. It says Havaya plus Ekya. Right? Yud Kevavke plus Elokim. Yud Kevavke plus Aleph Dal Nun Yud. And that's Gematria Ner. So when you say in the Bracha, Bracha Hashem and Kenem Echlam, Hashem Kenem Echlam, Hadik Ner Chanukah. So when you say the word Ner, you should be mechavin these three things. Okay? Even if you don't mechavin that, but you know that that's an Indian, that's also good. But that's what he's talking about here. You're bringing down these Ner. Vor Lekom Mala. Vizelu Ayide Tshuva Vachna. Lezer Ramzu Chazal is what Chazal teach us. Manichol Pesach Beisam Yevachutz, that you should light your candles on the outside of your house. Perush Shiyilech Bechutz, go outside into the Rishus HaRabim. What does Rishus HaRabim mean? Beina Oskim B'Milad Alma, between people who are Osik in the physicality of this world. B'Yakum Shiyish B'Makum Shiyish is Gabra Sayitzara, where Dafka the Yitzhara is found. That's where you have to go, and you have to light your Chanukah candles. V'Sham Yichna Levavol Yitzhara. There you're gonna destroy the Yitzhara. You're gonna subjugate the Yitzhara. Ubazeh tshuva ya'ir alav ner Chanukah Hashem, and that way you're gonna light up the ner Chanukah. Sounds gevaldig, right? Uvishas l'sakana kigo and sheyoshvei akronos heimaral ma'od. That on the outside world is mamash a terrible place. You can't really go into New York City. You can't go into like concerts and arenas, right? It's very dangerous places. Sakana hu shiach nisatzvaneiv. It's a sakana for us to end. We're not the Ketushas Levi, and we're not the Rishner, and we're not the Baal Shem Tov. Therefore, it's dangerous for us. So we don't get caught up with their ra and the dangers of the outside world. So therefore, az manicha al shulchan avdaya. Therefore, what you should light on your own table, and that's enough. Meaning what? Ratzalomar yasa tshuva v'kadish atzo mutalo. Your shulchan represents the physicality. It says instead of going to the outside, be mekadish what you have on the inside. And al shulchano ratzalomar b'inyan ma'achal of limudo anasa al shulchano v'day bekach. And it's enough with there. So if we're saying that's how you can mount ticket. So you see, the halach is the chachila, that what lighted on the Pesach of your bais on the outside, but ubishas zakana, where you light it on your shulchan on the inside. What about for us? We're not living so much during shas zakana here. So where do we light it? Bizman hazeh, quoted in the Ramah, Siman Tafresh Ayin Aleph, Bizman hazeh, today, noagim b'chutz laretz, the hamlik b'socha bayis, we light within our house. V'nachon l'halik b'chalon, to light it by the window. Hasamach l'rishis harabim, if you could, right? That's tzamach to the rishis harabim. Remember, again, we see this in you, what's going on in rishis harabim. Rishis harabim is not a bad place. Rishis harabim represents the taivas and the yitzharas of the world. Kedeshia nicker, the whole chimbrish sarabim, these parsim anes aidizah. So why? We light it in our chalon, by the sarabim, to light it up. Again, if you could, the chachilish, the chachila, light it below, wherever it is, by the pesach of your bais, doesn't have to be outside, below 10 tfachim. But this is what the Ramah is telling us, that today, we light it by the window, out into the sarabim. So what's going on here? That's our avodah today. Light it by the window, into the, facing out the sarabim. So first off, we have to know, just as a side point to have this in mind, is that a lot of Chanukah is built off the inyan of Yaakov and Yosef. So it's interesting that it says, Dafka by Chalon. When Yosef was about to sin with Eishes Potiphar, where do you see Yaakov? In a Chalon. In the window, he saw his face, the face of his father. Chalon is spelled Ches Lam and Nun, is Rosh Tevos, Lahadik Ner Chanukah. There's a big inyan with the Chalon during this month of the year, but that's not for now. So simple avoda, if we wanted to be very simple Pasha people, what would we say? I think Rav Shor has a nice Torah on this. That the inyan is that we light our candles by the chalon to tell the Rishis Harabim, is that what? That we're going to be mashpia onto you, but from home court advantage. I remember Rav Weinberger told me when my first year back from Eretz Yisrael, he said a lot of people have it that they have their friends from high school. Right? And like, let's Baruch Hashem, chosen the Derech HaEmes to learn Torah, sit in the base medrash, to be among people who are learning. So a lot of times we have friends from high school who like aren't exactly in the best places, and we want to be makar of them. So Weinberger told me, he says, a lot of times people think like we have to go to their like home turf, in the bars, and the clubs, to be mashmiyah to them. He says, why can't we invite them into our homes? Why can't we invite them to the base medrash to learn? So Weinberger said, a lot of times that's what we have to do. Don't be afraid to invite, it's a separate hashkafa, just to know. Don't be afraid to invite a friend who's not holding, let's say, in the areas of Kedusha. To invite him to a base medrash, invite him for Shabbos one time. You don't have to go to their places. So that's what Chanukah is, that we're lighting in the window. Tell them that what? We're being mashpia onto you, but from our place. That we're going to get the mikadish, the outside world, from within. So that's a good hashkafa, and there's a lot to build on that. But let's go much deeper than that. B'siyata d'shmaya. What's going on with this inyan of the Rishis HaRabim? What's the tumah of the Rishis HaRabim that we're so nervous about here? The tumah, the terrible tumah of the Rishis HaRabim. So we see a lot, the word Rabim comes up within Tanakh. It says, Rabim Achovim L'Rasha, Abatech Ba'atech, sorry, it says, Rabos, how's it go? Oh, Rabos, Rabim Raos LaTzadik, and you have Tzadik has a lot of Raos. And we also say in Shir Shirim before we enter Shabbos, Mayim Rabim lo yichlu chavos ha'zahava. Then the Mayim Rabim, we say at the Boreolim that the Mayim Rabim of this world around us, the Rabim of the world, it can't touch us, can't stop us. And the Rishus HaRabim is known as the Makom of Tumah. So what's going on here? What's the meaning of this Rabim? So Hashem sent me last week a very, very strong remez. I've been mamish living with this, dancing with this, because I think it's Givaldic. The Ner Chanukah goes and lights up the Rishis HaRabim. Which means that also, what we said before from the Zohar, that what light does to Choshech, it's Mevatel Choshech. Now all Gullis, really, the Indian of Yavan, real Yavan, it says, Tov Avol V'Choshech Apnei Tov. Right? That's the remnant of the four Gullis that we have. So really, Choshech is the worst of all. Because Choshech represents, all Gullis is really Nichla within Choshech. When something's dark, when a person's going through a hard time, everyone says, I'm really in a dark place right now. And everyone says that, right? That's Choshech. So the inyan of the Rishis HaRabim is makom choshech. So the inyan of Ner Chanukah comes and it's mevatel the choshech. Not just that it's mashpia onto it, that it's mevatel it. It's mevatel the Rishis HaRabim. So what's this inyan of Rabim? It's minor ears. So we know we have Dal Galises. So we have Mitzrayim. So Mitzrayim is the shorish of all Galises. Then we have four main Galises. What are they? Edom is associated with Rome. Romy, as it's called. That's why it has a lot to do with CSI. Sometimes Rome is called Rome, sometimes called Romy. Similarly, that Yerushalayim is sometimes spelled with a Yud, sometimes without a Yud. If Rome has the Yud, then Yerushalayim doesn't have the Yud. If Rome is without the Yud, then it means Yerushalayim is strong. But in Gullis, we're not living with a full Yerushalayim, even if the U.S. Embassy is in Yerushalayim. That doesn't mean that it's full Yerushalayim. It's still called Jerusalem to most people like that, right? But again, not saying it's not a good thing, but it is a good thing, but it's not the Gula Shlema. You know? Just to keep davening for Yerushalayim, right? So Romi, so I have a guess. What are the four Gullises? Romi, Bavel, yeah? Yavan, and Madai. So if you take Rosh HaTevos, so Romi is Resh, Bavel is Beis, Yavan is Yud, Madai is Mem. What does it spell?
Rabin.
That's the Rosh HaRabin. The Makom of Tumah, the Makom of Choshech is what? It's a remembrance of the Dal Gullises. But what of Rome, Bavel, Yavan, and Madai? That's what it's talking about. The Rabin Machov Narasha. In your vote, Mayim Rabim, Lo Yechlich Vosav, we said Hashem, the Mayim Rabim won't be Mevatel me. But Dafka, what do we say? That's Dafka the Gullises. Rabin, the Bnei Yisrael says, Rabin, Zarshtevas, Romi, Bavel, Yavan, Madai. So that's the whole Indian of the Ner Chanukah. The Ner Chanukah comes and it's Mevatel those Dal Gullises. It's the Or of Mashiach, like we say about Chanukah. So there's something very, very interesting. Bnei Yisrael quotes, is that you would think Chanukah, which is the whole Indian of, you're familiar with the Or HaGanos? Yeah? Familiar with this concept, Or HaGanos? So Or HaGanos is known as it's called the hidden light. Hidden light of Mashiach, hidden light of creation, where Hashem created the world with this hidden light, and Hashem was Ganos, he hid this Or, because he was afraid that Rishon would try to be Yonik from it. It's called, that's what we say in Davening every day, we say, V'ha'er ineni b'sor secha. Now it doesn't make any sense. We say, I don't know, give us Chachma, right? Why do we mean V'ha'er, light up our eyes? Because saying, reveal to us the Or HaGanos, which would teach us the Torah. So it's called the Or HaGanos. So now you would think that Chanukah is a very pneumistic yontif. How many times do you think the Zohar mentions the word Ner Chanukah? So Bnei Yisrael says it mentions the word Ner Chanukah one time. The whole Zohar. One time. When's it mention it? So we'll quote it out to the Bnei Yisrael says, we say this every Lel Shabbos. We say in Eishes Chai, Lo Sir Lebeis HaMishalik. It's actually cool because I thought of this Ramah as last week it snowed, right? And I thought of this Ramah right when it was snowing. I didn't realize it until I was in the middle of a charusa, and I realized, I'm like, oh wow, it's snowing. I was like, wow, I just thought of Ramah on snow while it was snowing. Yeah? So the pasuk says, Lo sir lebesa mishaleg, ki chol besa lavush shanim, right? So we say, what? Lo sir lebesa mishaleg. I'm not afraid of shaleg. So what's shaleg? Shaleg snow. That's what I thought. It's crazy, no? So sheleg is snow. So what does it mean that I'm not afraid of snow? It says because it brought down, there's two types of Gehenim. There's Gehenim Shel Eish, which we're more familiar with, right? The fires of Gehenim. There's also Gehenim Shel Sheleg. There's a Gehenim of Sheleg. It says, Lo Sir Lebeis HaMishalim, Ki Chol Beis HaLavu Shanim, because my whole bias is Shanim is red, right? But the Zohar says, Antikrei Shanim, Ela Shnayim. It says, don't read it that it's Shanim, rather it's Shnayim. It says, I'm not afraid of Gehenim of Sheleg, because I have Shnayim. What's the Shnayim? So the Zohar says, you know what the Shnayim is? The Shnayim that will get me out of Gehenim, Shnayim is Mezuzah v'Ner Chanukah. That's what the Zohar says. The one time he mentions the word Ner Chanukah is Dafka talking about getting us out of Gehenim. So very interesting, no? That we see a lot, we know that the end where you light it is that you have the Ner Chanukah on the left, right? And you have Mezuzah on the Yamin, and you have the person lights in the menorah in the middle. So we know that Ner Chanukah and Mezuzah go together. So Dafka, again, Atikrei Shanim El Shnayim, the Zohar says, and that's the Indian, that's the Ramah, so what? What's the Shnayim? What's the two things that are going to Vatal Gehenim from us? That's Ner Chanukah v'Mezuzah. Very interesting, no? Why Mezuzah v'Ner Chanukah? It's going to Vatal Gehenim for us? So Gehenim within this world is Gullus. It's like a taste of Gehenim is Gullus. Dafka, I mean, Baruch Hashem, we're living in a spiritual Gullus today. But back in the days, in Europe, Mamash, you felt Gullus there because you couldn't light outside because you would be killed for being a Jew. We know, less than 80 years ago, right, you were killed if you were a Jew. So Gullus is mamish intense and scary. So what I wanted to say is that we have these two inyanim that are mevatel Gehenna. What's that? Mezuzah v'ner Chanukah. So Mezuzah v'ner Chanukah is gematria 410, is gematria exactly Romi, Bavel, Yavan, Madai. Exactly. 400 times. Because this Indian of Ner Chana comes and is mevatel galus from us. What does it mean, mevatel galus? It means that there's Svarim who say, I can't remember exactly how it says, but I can't remember which one of the tzaddikim said it, but the pasuk says that it by galus Mitzrayim, it says, I'm going to take you out mi sivlos Mitzrayim. I'm going to take you from the torture of Mitzrayim. So one tzaddikim reads it, the Chiddush Arim says it. He says, I'm going to take you out from me, Savlos is Lashon of Savlanus. So Hashem, I'm going to take you out of the patience you have with the Galus Mitzrayim. I'm going to take you that you have no Rotzim to get out of Galus. And that's an issue. So what the Tzaddikim say on that is that it's easier to take a Jew out of Mitzrayim than to take the Mitzrayim out of a Jew. It's a deep Indian to think about. It's easier to take the Jew out of Mitzrayim than to take the Mitzrayim out of the Jew. But Ner Chanukah, the time of Chanukah, Ner Chanukah, the mezuzah, is what takes us out of that galus. To feel like we're meshubed to the taivas of Olam Hazeh. To feel like we're meshubed to the rules of Teva. The whole Inyan of Chanukah is what's the Malam in a Teva. The Aruch HaShulchan, which is a halachic sefer, begins his halachos of Chanukah by saying that what? Chanukah is a nes. The whole Inyan of Chanukah is the Malam in a Teva. It's above Teva Lagamri. So let's take this step further, Chevro. Is that when we speak of Choshech, we know that Yavon, Galus Yavon never ended. There was no point that it ended. So Yavon went straight into Edom. Edom and Rome are the same. That's what Galus we're living in today, the Galus of Esav, of Rome. So Yavon and Edom teamed up with each other. And it's still going today. That's what we're living in today, is the Galus of Edom, Galus of Esav, and also Yavon teaming up. That's why we know that Chanukah and Purim are the two things that we grab onto like as much as we can. So much so that the Zohar and the Arizal say that we know that each one of the Sfiros, each one of the Moedim corresponds to a different one of the seven Sfiros. So we know that Chesed is Pesach, there's the Zohar says this. And that Gevura represents Rosh Hashanah, it's Yom HaDin. Tferes represents Shavuos. Yesod represents Sukkos. And then the way they say it is Netzach V'Hod, Purim V'Chanukah. It doesn't say Netzach Purim Hod Chanukah. It says Netzach V'Hod, Purim and Chanukah. Because what Purim and Chanukah are one and the same. They're mamish connected to each other. Sometimes you see that Purim plus Chanukah is Gmachi Mashiach ben David. So Remez, that's good to have. That's bringing us to Mashiach ben David. But therefore, the Galus we're living in now is mamish the Galus of Edom and Yavon. The Galus of Esav. So we see from last week's Parsha, we see that when Yosef's born, Yaakov picks up and says, okay, let's go. We're done. We're out. We can why? Because look at Rashi. Listen to this Rashi. It's an important Rashi to know. Dafka, when he's born. What is it? Oh, here. Ah, oh, okay. Pasuk says, "Kasher yada Rachel es Yosef." Yeah, just stay for this Remus. You like this Remus? Yeah, you have 1 minute.
Yeah.
Remus is a good Remus. I know it's late already, but you'll like this. You'll appreciate this Remus. Okay, so the pasuk said like this. Once Yosef was born, it picked up and went. So what's the famous Rashi? Kasher yada Rachel es Yosef, mishinolat sitno shel Esav, right? The sitno, the one who's going to be able to take down Esav. Like it says, v'haya beis Yaakov eish, who beis Yosef leheva, it says the house of Yaakov is fire, who beis Yosef leheva, is the Indian of a flame, which is again connected to Ner Chanukah, who beis Esav lekash. Right, and Esav is kash, and eish below leheva, eino shol lemerachog. But once Yosef was born, it brought the flame to the fire of Yaakov to Mevatla Esav. So what do we see here is going to be Mevatla Esav, the base Yaakov Eish, and the base Yosef Lahava. And now we can be Mevatla Esav. What's going on here? So first off, Yaakov plus Yosef is Gematria 338, it's Gematria Ner Chanukah. Okay? So they represent the Indian of the Ner Chanukah, and Yaakov Yosef teaming up to fight Esav. That goes like this. We said before is that the Inyan of Ner Chanukah, the way Svarim say it, it's called the Oro Shel Mashiach. It's the Or of Mashiach within the Ner Chanukah. So we said first, Beis Yaakov Eish. Okay? So Beis Yaakov Eish is Gematria 895. It's Gematria exactly Or Shel Mashiach, which is the Or of Mashiach. It's also Gematria B'mehira Yavo Elenu Im Mashiach Ben Dav. So that's Beis Yaakov Eish. Good. Okay? We said before that the Inyan of Ner Chanukah is the Or HaGonis, is the hidden light of Mashiach. So if you take Gematria of Beis Yaakov, Beis Yosef Lahava, So Beis Yosef Lahava is gematria exactly Ner Chanukah or Haganas. Okay? And now, where do these two meet? Now you have to, what's the difference between Beis Yaakov Eish and Beis Yosef Lahava? So the difference between Beis Yosef Lahava and Beis Yaakov Eish is 278 is gematria exactly or Haganas. So all of a sudden, Yosef's born, and Yaakov's like, okay, we're ready to go take down Esav, which is Galus Edom. It's because the Rambam is the Chanukah here. Yosef is most of a holich. Yaakov Yosef is gematria ner Chanukah. Beis Yaakov Eish, gematria or Shal Mashiach. Beis Yosef Lahava, gematria ner Chanukah or Haganas. And this is what takes down Esav more than anything else, Chanukah. We don't realize how chashuv Chanukah is. Mamash, we're living in such a galus, we don't even know we're living in galus. Like it says, Anochi Haster Astir Panai. We don't even realize how stuck we are on the types of Yavan. Mamash, everyone just wants to be like Yavan these days. Wants to be a Greek. Wants to be into the sports world, into the physical world, the music world, the clothing world. Where do you think all this stuff comes from? All this from Yavan. The whole of Yavan is Gashmis. Everything by them is Gashmis. Where did the Olympics come from? Whole by Yavan, they were about the goof. You know, the Olympics used to be without any clothes on, to show off your goof. It's everything they're about. That's why Chanukah is gematria goof. It's to mevatel the goof of Yavan, to make it a goof of what? A shining goof. To shine it. But this is what's going on here. But Chavar, we have to grab onto it, to know that what it's not just talking about galus, that's galus for everyone. It's talking about each one of us ourselves, we're stuck in a galus. I know I can speak for myself, Mom, I'm stuck in a galus. Mom, I'm stuck in a galus. But Chanukah comes and it gives a geula to everyone who needs it. If you're looking for a geula, Chanukah comes and says, this is my shot. We have to be chazik in that. Tell them that Chanukah comes and gives you that ability to light up the Rishis HaRabim. Which means to destroy the Rishis HaRabim. Rabim again, Rosh Devos, Romi, Bavel, Yavan, Madai. And Chavar, it's a zman now, we have to grab onto it. To mamash be mechazik ourselves with simcha, with Chavar coming together. You see how much chiyas we can get from Chavar coming together like this. It's a big inyan. To mechazik that, to that amuna, that ourselves, amuna in ourselves, that we're worthy to be like the Ner Chanukah. Because that's everything that we have here. So Chavar, let's do that proper achana. Again, this is a tremendous hachana already. We have to hachana already, and we have to build this. We can't let this just be stalma night that we got together. It's a big night we got together. Most of the world around us who normally learn is just taking the night off tonight because of Thanksgiving. Right, we come together and we try to sit together and learn together and daven together, which is huge. And Hashem gets a nachas ra from that. We have to be maman in that Hashem enjoys this. I mean, maman in that we're living with the tzaddikim, with Yaakov Vinu, with Yosef Atzadik, live like the Babbage Rebbe says. Right? Tonight's the anniversary of the Babbage Rebbe. The Babbage Rebbe says a Jew has to know how to live with the Parshios. What's happening with Parshios isn't just a storybook from thousands of years ago. It's happening now. And that Esav's still attacking us. And Lavan's still attacking us. And Yishmael's still attacking us. Mamish, we see that very clearly. We have to know we have to live with our tzaddikim, with Rachel, with Leah, with Yaakov and Yosef. And daven that they give us the Siyat Hashemayah to keep going until that Or of Mashiach finally comes. Ner HaChanukah is a Mesugah Dukah time for the Or of Mashiach to come. So Chavar, let's daven strong. Let's sing a couple more nigunim. Say one more short Torah. B'siyat Shmaya. Kitan the Borei Olam Mashpiyatas Oros and Neros. The Ner Chanukah can light us up. Like it says, Arachti Neil and Shichi to be zochta that day of the Or Mashiach and that day of Yom Shkul Shabbos Mucha L'Chay HaLamim L'Kavod Shabbos Kodesh.